Blog Talk Radio.
Time that is. It's Sunday night. It's 8 o'clock. This is the Pitbull Advocate. My name is Dogfather.
This is Joe Frazier from Love of Pit Rescue.
And this is Diane Lynn.
Hey, Joe, Diane, how you doing? It's good to be back Sunday night. How's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
Good.
All right.
Pretty good.
We do not have a guest. We're doing good. It's quiet here. We had a storm earlier, and we, wondering about if we're going to lose power here at the studio, but we're all good. We're all good. We do not have a guest tonight. This is what we call off the leash. This is what we do when we don't have a guest. We get in here. We do a little roundtable discussion, current events, and all sorts of different things or whatever you've got on your mind, the things that you want to talk about. This is a call-in show, 929-477-2860.
I have a question for you, Dogfather.
477. You got a question? Go for it. Fire.
Yeah, they let you go unleashed. They actually unleash you.
They let me off. The dog mother is out, so I am off the leash. Anything goes. Joe, you've done these before. Anything goes. Because we want to hear from you what's on your mind. This is your show. Tonight, you guys, we have trivia. We have an American Pit Bull Terrier, to be more specific, trivia. So we want you to call in. We've got some questions, and I'm going to put those out for you real quick, and then we're going to get somebody on the line here. I see a 423. You stand tight. We're going to be right with you. And if you want to answer some questions, you can win yourself a Pit Bull Advocate sticker. Put on your car or your computer or your laptop or your gym locker or wherever you want to put that thing. Shout out to Debbie Pit Bull Dahmer from Voices Carry for Animals, Paws Cause Radio. A couple of people we haven't said hello to in a while. Gordon Shotgun Shell, Rebecca Corey, Stand Up for Pits. They are doing their next show, September 7th, in Detroit, Michigan. Tickets are still available. Detroit. So if you're there, check them out. StandUpForPits.us. StandUpForPits.us. You can get all the information there as far as what the shows, what upcoming shows, video clips, and all sorts of information. How you can help, donate, go to the shows, really, is the best way to support the cause if they're coming to your area. Joe, you've had a busy day at Love of Pit Rescue. I know you've been out busy today. Really good to have you back in the studio. And what's going on? You got any updates with the happenings out there at Love of Pit?
No, not really anything currently going on.
All the dogs are doing well. Foster updates, we really hope to hear some of those because I know a couple of your dogs here have recently been adopted, and it's always good to hear about what's going on there. So keep us posted as to what's going on. And, of course, people want to get in touch with you. as far as volunteering, donating, adopting. How do people get a hold of you at Love of Fit Rescue, Joe?
Well, we have a Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ Love of Pit Rescue. We also have the website at www.loveofpitrescue.com. Our number is available on both pages, email, etc.
All right. You're in that area. Still trying to get up there and say hi to you guys and even do a show straight from Love of Pit. Diane, what's going on with you? The queen, the hardest working person in social media. We've got over 3,000 likes at our Pitbull Advocate page. It's great. Our followers, people that are following are up there, which is better. You like it? Facebook.com, in case you don't know, Facebook.com/ The Pitbull Advocate. And while you're there, like it and follow it. And then you come here and you listen. Try to turn those likes into listeners is what we're all about.
Yeah.
We're still getting back new in the game. I'm really having a good time. Hey, speaking of good time, Stephen Ritt, thanks again, man. That was a really fun show. We definitely want to get him back on here. And still got to promote your stuff. I haven't forgotten you out there, Stephen. Looks like the caller disappeared. Do you guys want to try out some of this trivia? If you're listening, call in now because we're going to give you a little cheater here about the questions that we're going to give you. 929-477-2860. You guys ready for some questions? Okay, we're going to start off easy and just blurt out the answer, you guys. If you guys still hearing me there?
Yeah.
All right, Diane, are you ready? Did we lose Diane? We lost Diane. Hang in there. Call in back there. Lift yourself back in the studio. As long as you're still with me, Joe. Joe, let's do some trivia. Are you ready? We're going to start off easy. And now, because
okay.
You're listening, pay attention. We're going to get you in here and hopefully get Diane back in here. Question one. Pit bulls can lock their jaws. True or false?
False.
All right. Easy one. The American Pit Bull Terrier and the American Staffordshire Terrier are different breeds. And I'll tell you what. Got my notes. I tell you that one. You know, early on, it got me too. An American Pit Bull Terrier is the same as the American Staffordshire Terrier, but if you register an APBT with the AKC, which you actually can't. The AKC will register an American Staffordshire Terrier, and American Pit Bull Terrier is the same as American Staffordshire Terrier, but if you register an APB with the AKC, it's called an American Staffordshire Terrier. So they're technically genetically the same breed of dog. American Pit Bull Terriers are considered to be a large breed. True or false?
I've always considered them a medium breed, so I'd say false.
You are correct. American Pit Bull Terriers cannot be in a home with other animals and cannot be trusted for children. True or false?
False.
Correct. It is not important to socialize American Pit Bull Terriers from a very early age with animals and people of all kinds of ages. True or false? What's that?
False. You should always socialize
correct.
Them at a young age.
Absolutely. And that goes for any dog there.
Yeah.
American Pit Bull Terriers. Right. American Pit Bull Terriers pass temperament tests with a better score than Beagles. True or false?
Better than what?
American Pit Bull Terriers, as a breed, pass temperament tests with a better score than Beagles. True or false?
Oh, God, I don't know on that one. I would say true.
You're absolutely correct. True or false? All of Michael Vick's fighting dogs were put down.
False.
That is correct. Pitbull is not a breed. True or false?
False. True.
True. Trick question. Trick question. We're going to go down here. And an American Pitbull Terrier has more jaw pressure than a Rottweiler. True or false, Joe?
False.
That is correct. And we got the caller on the line. I'm going to give you one more, Joe. And which of the following was a famous war dog? Sergeant Stubby, Killer Joe, or Spot? Which of the following was a famous war dog? Sergeant Stubby, Killer Joe, or Spot?
Sergeant Stubby.
Absolutely correct. And 724, are you there? You're on the Pitbull Advocate. What's your name? Where are you calling? Is that you, Diane?
Yeah, that's me. I got disconnected. I'm sorry.
Okay. We were doing the trivia there, and all of a sudden you were gone. And then I was going to go and answer this phone. If you got any of that trivia, Diane, get somebody to come in here. Give us a call. We got a Pitbull Advocate sticker for you. Now that you've heard the questions there, give us a call at 929-477-2860. This is the Off of Leash Show. Want to know what the things that you want to hear, what things that you want to talk about, answer some trivia, join in the conversation. And now that since we're here asking each other questions, get to know the host a little bit better. Diane, how long have you been involved in pit bull advocacy? How long have you been involved in this?
Well, since 2008, I was on another site and I made all these groups, and then some stuff happened and I left that site and I brought all of my groups to Facebook. I have 72 groups, two pages, and it keeps me quite busy. 17
I imagine
of them
that does.
Specifically for pit bulls.
Yeah, and now you've got to deal with the Pit Bull Advocate page, and now you've got to deal with the Pit Bull Advocate podcast, and going online and scheduling shows, and coming on the show, and interviewing guests, and running around and going, okay, I haven't heard this person yet, and you go, okay, I'll have to call you back, and I don't know where
I'm getting into
you find time to do. Yeah, I don't know where you find time to do anything else in life, but I tell you, and Joe, I bet you can definitely relate to this. Is when you're in the realm of rescue, fostering dogs and this and so on, we have on our the five dogs that you see me with on the PBA page was a constant in my life for I can't tell you even how many years I was doing that. I was single. I had no interest in getting myself involved in relationships, so I just kind of turned to rescuing dogs and rehabilitating dogs and managing the five dog walk. I thought I was the shit when I was able to walk down to the little coffee shop down where I live, and I could make it back with a full cup of coffee with two dogs. And I got to three dogs, and I got to four dogs, and I got to five dogs. And I don't know if any of you have had any experience walking, you know, multiple dogs, let alone pit bull type dogs, is when you take up a lot of space on the sidewalk, and people will either cross the street for whatever reason, or they've got to come up to you and meet the dogs and greet the dogs. You know, and they go, "How do you do it?" And I go, "They do it. I had to give credit to all these dogs." And it's like Stephen was talking, you know, personalities, just like people, how you can get, you know, five of these individual dogs to just do their thing. That was my life, and I enjoyed it. I still enjoy my life. Now I've got three of my own. I'm married, and we still got our hands full. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, you know.
Awesome.
Joe, you've been doing this for a while, long before Love a Pit. What was your involvement in rescue advocacy before you decided that you go, I've got to open up this, I've got to do this rescue? What was
I originally adopted Dosha as a companion animal, and that's what got me started on this breed. And at that point, the property wasn't ours, and we weren't able to, you know, do what we wanted to with it. So at that point, we were a placement program. We were catching people that had their dogs on Craigslist, et cetera, offering them our services as doing background checks, et cetera, making sure the home is good. And then they held on to the dogs while we looked for the home, and they had final say on the home. And so that's how we really got started in all this, doing advocacy work and everything. And, you know, it just slowly evolved as we paid off the property, et cetera, that it evolved into what we really wanted to do, which was rescue work.
When you how does a person approach? I mean, that's a really I think people should continue to do what you're doing there with dogs on Craigslist. And how does one go about approaching? I mean, because you see the ads, gotta get rid of my dog, gotta get rid of my dog. And my first thought is, you get rid of a truck, you don't get rid of a dog. And you just kind of, and your automatic is, you kind of, you know, you want to call them up or send them an email or something that's really not proactive. So how do you approach that situation with your email and getting someone to let you do this?
Well, the way we handled it is we would write the owner, and we'd ask them, you know, why are you needing to get rid of your dog? Are you having to move, or is there an issue that you need to work through, et cetera? And they would usually respond back and tell us why. And if it was like an issue, then we would offer training. If they didn't want to go through that step, we would offer up, especially if it was like for free, well, you know, this is really dangerous what you're doing for your dog, because a lot of people are looking for these breeds for fighting dogs. How would you feel about hanging on to your dog and working through us to find a home that would be appropriate for your dog? And, you know, I mean, we had our share of people that declined, but we had quite a few people that also took us up on it, you know, and we found dogs really good homes.
Were you ever able to you know, there's a situation. I mean, you said, you know, you were help provide training. How many dogs, I mean, have you been able to, I mean, that was always my ultimate goal, was to find a way to keep this dog with this family. And I've done it twice, actually three times. I've kept dogs in my home that it was a critical situation, where any other time the dog would have gone to a shelter. Some of the dogs I've known would not survive in a shelter. Sweet dogs, just you take this dog and then you put it in that environment. We all know what can happen. Going off the point here, how many dogs have you been able to keep in homes through providing training or any other means of you know, networking?
At that point, keeping dogs in homes by training, probably through that program, we kept about five in their home. Most of them were cases like, I had a gal contact us. She had to get rid of her dog. She had to rather prove that her dog was sound or get rid of her dog because the landlord was having a fit about the dog. So we went down to the area. We walked the dog. We read the body language of the dog. We showed the people how to correct the dog. And within 2 months, the dog was walking beautifully, was not growling at other dogs, was not reacting, etc. And the landlord was tickled pink, and it was done. And it's 6 years later, and we still get updates, and they still have the dog. You know?
Awesome.
But unfortunately, you know, most people, once they've reached that point that they're willing to list their dog and get rid of it, they're done trying. You know, at that point, far too often, it's just, no, the dog has to go. I don't want to try to train. I don't want to do this. I don't want to have to do that. And, you know, unfortunately, it's sad, but it's what happens a lot in this business.
Yeah. Do you still offer that service?
I do, but, you know, I have a few people that are more professional in training that backs that up a lot of times. So, you know, as a rescue, having other people work with us, that provides training, we've probably kept closer to 20 or 30 dogs in their home over the last 4 years versus, you know, five dogs over the last six that we were doing, you know, placement.
This is a call-in show, 929-477-2860. We got trivia for you. We got lots of trivia for you. Win yourself a... you saw a pit bull advocate sticker. Tell you what, Diane, I'm going to up the ante here. I'm offering a sticker. I'm offering a pit bull advocate coffee mug to whoever can correctly answer 8 simple questions. Diane, I'm going to let you pick those 8 questions from this list we've got. And, let you get these people know some of this trivia. 929-477-2860. 929-477-2860. Give us a call. Pitbull Trivia. Win yourself a Pitbull Advocate coffee mug. Joe, I think, do you still have your early Pitbull Advocate drinking glass?
Yeah, I still have the tumbler.
And how is that holding up?
Pretty good. It's faded a little bit, but I mean, not real bad. I don't use it heavily. I try to, you know, kind of keep it for special things, but yeah, it's been holding up pretty good.
You've had that for a while. And I think actually before you were joining us in the studio, I think you won that through the. Was it must have been the Halloween costume contest that we had.
I believe it was. I believe it was Dosha and her little witch outfit.
That was the one. So we've got a coffee mug up for grabs. And I've actually gotten the mugs before through them, and they've held up well. I don't do it like, say, you don't want to put these in the dishwasher. It's a hand wash thing. Preserve them. But my coffee mug, I probably still got that one somewhere. I had a bean was on that original coffee mug, and that held up. They held up pretty good. And I got actually my niece had given me one of the metal insulated coffee cups, and these come through Cafe Press Advocates. And I've had that coffee mug for 5, 6, 7, 8 years. I've had the thing for a long time. It's banged up, but that image, it's got an image of two of my dogs on it, and they held up pretty good. 4 minutes left on the clock, Advocates. Trivia time. But if you wanted to go buy your own mug, T-shirts, stickers, drinking glasses, cafepress.com/thepitbulladvocate. Set the prices as low as we possibly could. If I can bring them down a little bit more, I will. Funds, anything that comes in, it's just through Cafe Press, will go to funding our one-hour show, which opens us up to a whole lot more features. So I know Joe and Diane, if you know other people that would be willing to come in and do a little bit on our show, always looking to expand that. And that 1 hour is more time to bring in, spend a little bit more time with our guests, bring some more features, BSL updates, that sort of thing, bands that are going into effect, bands that have been rescinded, and of course, always want to know, we get a Dahlia Kane's in Miami Coalition Against Free Specific Legislation out there in Miami-Dade, Florida. Always going on there. I've been fighting that for a long time, you guys. And California's got an election going on. Gavin Newsom is the co-author of SB 861, along with Senator Jackie Speier when he was then mayor of San Francisco. He's running. And I can't recall this. His opponent there, the Republican candidate. And I've sent a few messages to him and regarding SB 861. Which, in case if you're wondering, SB 861 was actually written into a pharmaceutical bill, I believe. Look into that one. Basically, the mandatory spay and neuter of all pit bull type dogs, which in itself is unenforceable. It really is not like a breed ban where you walk down the street and pick up pit bull. It's a very difficult law to enforce, if not virtually impossible to enforce. So, and 60 seconds left on the regular time. Diane, I don't know, you guys could probably go a little to the overtime, but again, 929-477-2860. I don't know if we're going to have time to take another call, but Diane, what's going on in your world? Have you got any closing words for listeners here at the Bull Advocate tonight? And give us your thoughts.
No, everything's going pretty good. I mean, I'm running all the groups pretty smoothly. Trying to get more people involved in the Pit Bull Advocate and get some more callers in here, listeners.
Yeah, we got to get that. Turn them likes into listeners. And we're getting out there, and we're all in agreement to getting an earlier show. We're trying to figure out how we can do that without busting into the prime time. Diane, I might ask you to kind of do a little cheat on the next episode and see if we can't maybe bump this up by an hour by putting it in another time zone.
Mm-hmm.
So, which would mean you would log into the studio and start the show at the later time zone. So it would be 8 o'clock there, 6 or 5 o'clock here.
Okay.
And that might work out that way. And that way we don't want to cheat out our East Coast listeners. You know,
yeah.
We can get our mountain listeners easy. We can get our Pacific time listeners easy, but we got to, find that happy medium so we can get those, the East Coast listeners involved.
Yeah.
Because I know there's a lot of you out there.
Some people, 11 o'clock on a Sunday night's just too late for them because they have to get up and go to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to work on that for you, advocates. Get that earlier time for you. And because we really want you involved. We can't do this show without you. We do it, but we really can't do it without you. Everything we do here is archived. You can find that in our archives. There, listen to any of the past episodes. Again, that block number, we got punked, advocates.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got punked with Richard. And we all kind of thought about that after that show, but there's a reason we're just going to save ourselves that hassle and not take the block
just shaking my head. I'm like, what just happened?
I really tried to. All right, we got by that one. That was interesting. It definitely. That was. What are you gonna do? it happens. Hey, there he goes. Joe, there you go. There it is. Joe just sent me image of the PBA glass, and that's the one that actually says, I am the pit bull advocate. I like the look of that one right there. That's our boy Shavaya. He is the current face of the pit bull advocate right there. Get those kite glasses. Get those coffee mugs. Get those stickers. And we bring you a 1 hour show. It'll be fun. It'll be a lot more. But we got to get the callers. It really helps me get the callers. We appreciate everybody who's been promoting the show, participating in the Facebook page. That's really livened up. But we'd like you to be part of the show. Give us a call. Join in the conversation. You know, keep you on the air for a while. And join in, ask some questions. Joe, have you got any? You got any closing words before we shut this thing down tonight?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, if it's okay with you guys, we're going to close it down. This has been the off the leash episode, and yes. Our mother does let me off the leash occasionally. Tonight is one of those nights. let me run free, take my collar off, roll in the grass. And Diane, who have you got scheduled for Wednesday?
Wednesday is
Is that the early show?
I'm sorry, what?
Is that
for
the
Wednesday?
Early show? Yeah.
No.
That's the next
I
Wednesday.
I think the following
who do we got?
Wednesday
who do we
is
got?
The early show.
Okay, so I know we got one of those coming. Who's coming in this Wednesday?
Jennifer.
Jennifer from?
Jennifer I'm not sure how you say her name, Kennedy. From she was just on Debbie's show Thursday.
The Unchained?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're gonna get that up there for you guys to check out. I think that's gonna be a good one. Keeping these dogs off the chains. keeping them off the
tethers. She's very good, very informative. She's very good.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that one. That's going to be good. I've got some questions. Well, hopefully we get y'all advocates to call in and ask some questions too. And with all that, this has been the Pitbull Advocate. And we're done now. We'll see you all Wednesday. My name is Doc Father. Thank you, Joe Frazier, Love the Rescue, Diane Lynn, for all the things you guys do and being part of the show. And we will see you all Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific. All right. Thank you, John Scheidt, for letting us use your music, man. We love you.
Walking down the street, they all run and hide. I used to take it personally, not take it in stride. I got nothing against no one, I wouldn't hurt a fly. But people seem to think I'm mean, and here's why. Here's why.
Good night, Joe.